Well, we started a series last Sunday called Woman, Wife, and Mother, and let me remind you why I'm qualified to speak on this subject. I had a mother. She raised me for about the first 20 years of my life. She was in my life for 49 years until she went on to be with the Lord. So that's 49 years. I have a wife. I've been married. We'll be 31 years this August, and so 49 and 31, that's 80. And then I have a daughter. She'll be 18 in a few weeks, so that's 18 more. So I've got 98 years experience in dealing with women. So praise the Lord, I am qualified to preach on woman, wife, and mother. Hallelujah. And we said this, we made this statement to you last week, that the worth and value of women has always been elevated in cultures, in societies where Christianity and where Judeo-Christian values have prevailed. In cultures where Christianity or Judeo-Christian values have not been embraced or been predominant, whether those are Islamic countries, other religions, atheistic countries, paganist countries, women are esteemed much lower. And that's just an anthropological fact. It's a reality if you study it out. So today is a day that we honor our mothers here in this country. I told Robin, you know, last night we were out walking, and she said, well, it's already Sunday morning in Japan, you know, and where Jeremy's at. I said, yeah, but they don't have Mother's Day over there. And she said, no, but if you're an American living in Japan, you have to observe it. And she did hear from him this morning. He wished her a happy Mother's Day. And so, but here in this nation, this began in 1907, the celebration of Mother's Day. And by 1911, most states celebrated Mother's Day the second Sunday of May. So President Woodrow Wilson in 1914 made the official announcement proclaiming Mother's Day as a national holiday that was to be held each year on the second Sunday of May. He established the day as a time for, quote, public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. And the reason for that is because Christianity has had a major influence in our nation, and as a result, the status of women and mothers has been elevated and honored. Amen. Praise God. We are a nation that honors motherhood, and with good reason. We should. Because, and I'm ready for those quotes, Jim. A lady named Ellen Key said this. Well, that didn't turn out too good, did it? Can y'all see that? I should have picked another color. But anyway, the background changed, so. Okay, that's a little, okay, good, thank you. All right, that's a little better. The mother, she said, I'll read it to you if you can't see it. The mother is the most precious possession of the nation, so precious that society advances its highest well-being when it protects the functions of the mother. Wow, that's powerful. Society advances its highest well-being. So for our society to advance and to have its highest well-being, we will protect the functions of the mother. Whatever the times, one thing will never change. Fathers and mothers, this is the second quote, if you have children, they must come first. Your success as a family, our success as a society, depends not on what happens in the White House, but what happens inside your house. And this person said, fathers and mothers, you've got to step up, and you've got to be fathers, you've got to be mothers, you've got to raise those children, you've got to bring those children up. And the person that said it's more important than in the White House was none other than First Lady Barbara Bush, who was in the White House. And so Miss Ellen Key said, what are the functions of the mother? Or she said the society advances to its highest well-being when it protects the functions of the mother. So we've got to reinforce that as a people, as a church, as a congregation, as the people of God. We've got to value that. We've got to reinforce and we've got to encourage and promote the functions of the mother. We've got to let mothers know that your job, your role, your place is indispensable. Amen. What are the functions of the mother? Well, I think they can be best found in, you know where I'm going, Proverbs 31. Some women get real nervous when we turn to Proverbs 31, because they feel like they can't live up to this standard. But by the grace of God, you do. This is a composite mother. This is not, everybody doesn't have to do all of this. This is a composite mother here. So ladies, I want you to relax this morning. And I want you to know that by the grace of God, God helps you and you do fulfill these more than you know, more than you realize. And I hope your loved ones, I hope your spouses, and I hope your children are telling you and encouraging you and reaffirming your value as a mother today and every day, really. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous wife?" In the margin of my Bible, it says, "A wife of valor. For her worth is far above rubies." Her worth is far above rubies. So women in general and mothers specifically need to be recognized for their worth and their value. And that's why we're talking about this. That's why I'm in this series. We want to show you what the Bible says, how the Bible values and honors and recognizes women and mothers. Amen? Praise God. And so it's written here, her worth, a virtuous wife is worth, her worth is far above rubies. She has great value, great worth. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband safely trust her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. And so this mother, we were talking, Pastor, I thought you were talking about the functions of the mother. You've not said anything about the mother yet, Noah. No, because mothering and motherhood actually starts with having a husband and being a wife. I'm glad, thank you for those 2 week amens. Amen. And it actually begins, one of the greatest things, mothers, that you can do for your children is to love their father. Hallelujah. I got a good amen from the men. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So she demonstrates love and support for her husband, the children's father. And so we have to say this, and I want to say this today because I have a twofold purpose always in preaching. Number one is lifting up the standard of God's Word. Lifting up the standard of what the Word of God says, that's our ideal, that's our standard. Amen? We're not trying to make anybody feel bad or condemn anybody, but we have to raise up that standard and say, this is what we're shooting for, guys. Amen? Amen? So the standard is this. Women, young ladies, if you're not married, if you don't have children yet, don't become a mother until you first become a wife. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's the logical progression. That's the divine order. There's a reason why God established that. Because those children that you give birth to need to be raised by both a mother and a father. That's God's ideal. And we want to raise the standard for that. We want to hold up the standard for that. Amen? So young ladies in here that are not married, get yourself a husband before you get yourself a baby. Hallelujah. Get yourself a good one. Get yourself a godly husband. Amen. Get married first and then have children. That's the divine order of God. Now again, having said that, we're not here to condemn anyone. We applaud. We applaud the courage of young women who may have made a mistake, found themselves in difficult circumstances, and then they made the choice that certainly was not the easiest or the most convenient. You know, the young man can kind of have his fun, and then he goes off, and then she's left then. She's left. So girls, protect yourself. Don't let a young man take advantage of you like that. Amen? So she's left then, and to keep that child, to raise that child, and thank God for the courage of young women who do that and opt not to have an abortion. Thank God for that. Amen? And we're not here to condemn anyone. If you've had an abortion, God loves you. He can make it all right. That's the good thing. He can redeem and restore any situation. And that's the side we want to present, but we also want to lift up the standard. This is His ideal. This is what we want to shoot for. If you've not made mistakes, if you've not gotten in a bad situation, then shoot for the ideal. You can have the ideal. You can have God's best. Amen? Praise God. So, again, we applaud the courage of young of women that have if they've gotten in difficult circumstances, to go ahead and that's really, there's really a lot of amazing women that have done amazing jobs in doing that, but it's not God's best. I want to show you a video here. Does anybody know who Kevin Durant is? Does anybody know who Kevin Durant is? He's a basketball player, and he just got awarded the most valuable player for the National Basketball Association. He gave a speech in receiving his award this week that's going to go down as one of the greatest speeches in sports history. It was, and it's not just about sports. It's going to bless you this morning. And so if we've got that ready, it's going to be about 5 minutes. There's going to be about 2 minutes, and then we're going to forward it toward the end of the speech. So just bear with us. We'll get this going here. I trust it'll bless you.
The 2013-14 Kia.
We hear about so many athletes that have done such stupid things and are such bad examples and bad role models, but thank God for people like that, that the message of Christ is getting out through their lives and through their example. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So again, God can redeem any situation, but that's not God's best for every success story like that. Unfortunately, there's so many that turn out wrong because they didn't have that input. They didn't have a strong mother like that who put faith into them and who did those things. And so we want to hold up the standard of God's best, but we also want to say that yes, God can redeem a situation. So wherever you find yourself, God can turn it around. God can bless. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So again, the functions of a mother really begin with her role to her husband. But husbands, all you husbands, listen to me, you have a responsibility to draw that out. You have a responsibility to honor and value and place worth and value on your wife. And then by doing that, then you draw out what she's supposed to be according to the scripture. Somebody said, well, I'd like for my wife to be that in Proverbs 31, 11 and 12. You draw it out by your honoring of her, husbands. Kind of get a little amen from the wives. All right, praise God. So let's keep reading here. Verse 13, Proverbs 31, verse 13. It says, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. Notice that phrase, she willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants the vineyard. So the hard work and the labor that is involved in the role of a woman or role of a mother is spoken about here. She willingly works with her hand. She does it for free because it's for her family. Just think about all the hard work you do. Mothering is not for, as Robin read earlier, not for the faint-hearted. Amen. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. And not just natural food. The Amplified Bible says she rises while it is yet night and gets spiritual food for her household. I can testify that my wife does that every morning. She's, before daylight, the alarm goes off and she's up. And the first place she heads to is her place of prayer, where she's reading the Word of God and where she's praying and getting spiritual food for herself to strengthen herself, but also praying prayers for her family and for her children. Praise God for that. And it goes on and talks about in verse 14, she's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. Verse 16, she considers the field and buys it, and from her profits she plants the vineyard. We believe in women being, and mothers being being able to have careers. This is not some woman that's, barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen. Amen? Come on. Amen. She's involved in the import business. She's involved in real estate. Amen. Now again, don't take that as a condemnation, ladies, saying, well, I'm not doing all of that. But hey, being a woman doesn't mean you're at home barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen. You can have a career, you can be a businesswoman, and you can be a mother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 17. It says she girds herself. This is the Amplified Bible. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task and makes her arms strong and firm. Hallelujah. That's what my wife does. She's up every morning girding herself with strength, feeding on the Word of God, developing her relationship with God, spiritual and mental strength for her God-given task. She tastes, verse 18, she tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Thank God we can work with God and we can work for God. So she tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Her lamp goes not out, but it burns on continually through the night of trouble, privation, or sorrow, warning away fear, doubt, and distrust. We're talking about the functions of a mother. That's part of it right here. Her lamp doesn't go out at night, but it burns continually. That's your faith. Amen. That's your faith, mothers. Your faith burning continually through the night of trouble. Yes, trouble's going to hit your home. Yes, you're going to have opportunities to believe God. Being a Christian, being a person of faith, doesn't mean you won't ever have any trouble. Trouble is going to come, but thank God for the light of faith that you have that will ward away fear and doubt and distrust. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Message Bible in verse 18 says this, she senses the worth of her work. She senses the worth of her work. And mothers, I want you today to, if you don't leave with anything else that I've said today, get this. Make sure that you sense, that you understand the worth of your work. Make sure you understand how valuable and how important your work, your role as a mother is. Sense the worth of your work. And husbands, children, reaffirm. Let's reaffirm to our spouses, to our mothers, the worth of their work. Not just one day a year, but continually. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She's not afraid of anything that would come against that family. Her household is clothed with scarlet. It's a double layer. The Amplified Bible says doubly clothed. It's a double layer of clothing. It's naturally, thank God for the natural clothing that a mother provides or makes ready and has ready for her children, but it's the spiritual clothing. It says they're clothed with scarlet. That represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. She's applied the blood of Jesus over her family. I know that Robin does that over our household and over our family. Now, husbands, fathers, we need to do that too. We need to be in agreement doing that together. Amen? But applying the blood over our family, it's a double clothing. Hallelujah. Now, applying the blood doesn't mean the snow won't come. It just means it won't affect your household. Amen. The snow, the tests, the trials, the problems will come. But if you're covered with the blood, you're going to make it through. You're going to come out on the other side victorious. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Verse 25. Let's skip down and look at verse 25. This is how the Amplified. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day, or time to come, knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it. Thank God you don't have to fear the future. Thank God, mothers, you don't have to fear the future for your children. Thank God you can know that they are ready for it. Amen. If you put the Word of God into your children, they are in readiness for the future. You can rejoice. Amen. Verse 26, it says, she opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. Verse 27 says, she looks well to how things go in her household, and the bread of idleness, gossip, discontent, and self-pity she will not eat. So mothers, I would say to you today, watch what you eat. Watch. Now, I'm not talking about naturally. I'm not going to get into that. Again, I've gotten in enough trouble today trying to figure out who was how old. I'm not talking about naturally. And a good wife will give her husband a tissue just when he needs it. Hallelujah. Amen. But watch what you eat spiritually. It says this godly wife and mother, she looks well to how things go in her household. She's watching over her household. And the bread of idleness, of gossip and discontent and self-pity, she says, you know, I'm not going to eat that. It's moldy. Amen. The bread of gossip and discontent and self-pity. And we could all find reasons to be discontent. We could all find reasons to have self-pity, but she says, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to eat that bread. Amen. So mothers, watch what you eat. Don't eat that bread. Don't eat that bread. Keep your hope and confidence in God. Amen. And then verse 28, it says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Again, husbands, we need to lead the way in this. Amen. We need to lead the way in honoring our spouses and honoring our wives so that our children will know too. Amen. So that our children will see too. We've got to take the lead in that. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Wesley picked out a card for Mother's Day card for Robin. And it said something like this. I'm not sure if I got it exactly right, but close. You're the greatest, you're the best mom in the whole world. And you open it up and said, every other mother who got this card was lied to. Is that about right? Is that what it, I think that's what it said. Huh? Yeah, you're the best mom in the world. And open it up. Every other mom who got this card was lied to. All right. So that's not what we're saying, though, when this statement, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. We're not comparing mother to mother. We're not comparing woman to woman. Amen? The Bible tells us not to compare ourselves with one another. That's not wise. Amen? That leads to discouragement. That leads to jealousy. That leads to envy. That leads to, oh, I'm not as good as they are. I can't do that like they can do it. Get that out of your mind. That's not the point here. Who's she receiving praise from? She's receiving praise from her children and her husband. And aside from the Lord, aren't those the ones who matter most to us? Isn't that right? So again, we're not comparing one mother to another. What I believe, I got this revelation a few years ago for a Mother's Day sermon, and I want to repeat it and remind you of it. Many daughters, or we can say it this way, many women have done well, women of careers, women in service to the Lord, women in various fields. Women are amazing and can do amazing things. As we said last week, you know, women in the plan of God, all the ways that God used women throughout the Scripture, we see examples of women stepping up and doing amazing things, saving nations, you know, just incredible things. Many, many women have done well, but you, mother, you excel them all. In other words, when it's not comparing mother to mother, it's saying that of all the noble and good things that women have done and can do, the woman who steps into the role of mother excels them all. Excels them all. It's an amazing, wonderful place and role. Praise God. And just thinking about mothers and the plan of God, I'll wrap it up with this, and I'm going to ask Robin to come back and share something with you. But you think about the role of mothers and the plan of God. Well, first of all, of course, there was Eve. And the name Eve, you know, it's interesting. She was not named until Genesis 3:20. That's interesting. I don't know if Adam just hadn't thought about. You know, when he first looked at her, he said, whoa, man. But he didn't really name her till after they had eaten of the forbidden fruit. But the name Eve means this. It means the mother of all living. The mother of all living. And then you think about the mother of Moses. Remember what Moses' mother did and how the faith that she had is spoken of not only in Exodus, but also in Hebrews chapter 11. Her faith is commended in Hebrews 11 as well. The faith that she had and the courage that she had to preserve Moses alive when the decree of the king was all the male children are to be destroyed. She kept him alive. Amen. And then, of course, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, a famous mother in the Bible, she prayed that God would give her a son, that God would give her a child. And then she said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, then I'll dedicate him to you. He'll be dedicated to you all his life. And he was. And he became the great prophet of Israel. And then, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Think about this. God sent the Savior into the world through a mother. Amen. Think about that. There's a lot of ways he could have done it. I don't know if that might have been, I think this probably was the only way. But think about this. The Savior of the world came into the earth through a mother. Amen. Through a mother. Amen? Amen. So mothers, we honor you today. We honor the vital, the essential role that you play in your family, in the body of Christ, in our culture, in our society, and certainly in the plan and the purpose of God. You're loved and you are appreciated. Amen. I'm going to ask Robin if you would come and share as we close. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let me get you a microphone. Where's our musicians at?
I think it's so important that what Pastor said as far as not comparing yourself with other mothers or with, if you're not a mother, but with other women. I know that, he talks about me getting up, but to me, I just feel like I can't, he's my vital need. It's a necessity for me. Not that I'm stronger. It's just that I need to seek God. And it might, your time might be at night, or your time might be, during the day. You might be able to, to make it, through the day without even, just knowing God's with you. And of course, I know He's with me too. But it just helps me. But you can't compare yourself. And, if you don't do that, don't feel condemned or that. Like you said, he does his iron, his own ironing. I look at other women that iron and, keep a clean house and decorate their house. And it's easy to compare and you feel like you don't measure up. There's areas in all of our lives where we feel like, we don't measure up. So hopefully this day, God will reveal his love to you and how that, you don't compare yourself, but you just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. And in your way, I'm reading a book that Travis gave me for my birthday, and it's by a mom about mothering. So, I forgot the name of it right now, but just how that the Holy Spirit is with you and to not to compare yourself, but uniquely minister and to your children and bring them up in the way that he wants you to, which will be different from someone else.
Right.
It's not going to be the same for everyone. It'll be different. So I wanted to just to remind you and because the devil lies to us enough, So do not, not compare yourself, because God wants to use you in the unique way he's made you to raise your children and to be the woman that God has created
Amen.
You to be.
Amen.
This is another thing that we got, I guess, Pastor Robbie gave out to us that we could use if we'd like to. And I just asked the Holy Spirit to show me exactly how to do it. But some of you in here maybe have experienced some things. Maybe your mom wasn't perfect. I'm definitely not. And I've made mistakes. And some of you have made mistakes. And some of you have had mothers that have made mistakes. So I want to read this. I'd like for Scarlett and Wesley to come up and just... Scarlett is going to be standing in for all of you ladies and that have, sometimes we don't want to revisit our past or we think we've gotten over some things, but none of us had a perfect mom. So Scarlett's going to be standing in for all of you ladies that are here. And then Wes is going to be standing in for all of the men. At one time, men, remember back, you were a little boy. You were 12. And you were, and ladies, we were Scarlet's age. But anyway, I just want to read this, and I'd like for all of you just maybe to bow your head and just, if it fits you, if your situation with your mom, that you forgive her. It's important to forgive her because she wasn't perfect. None of us are. But I'm just going to read this, and like I say, if it applies to you, just release your mom. You know, maybe she's living, maybe she's not, but you can still forgive her even if she's not living. But here goes. My child, I ask your forgiveness as a mother, standing in for your mother, and actually your mother. Please forgive me for not loving you the way you needed me to. Please forgive me for being so critical of you, for saying things that devalued you and making you feel stupid or worthless. Please forgive me for not encouraging you and for neglecting to say things to build you up. Please forgive me for not comforting you when you needed to be comforted. Will you forgive me for all the times I was selfish and so involved with my life that I had no time for you? Please forgive me for judging you when I should have held you. That's a good one. That's a good one. Please forgive me for judging you when I should have held you. Please forgive me for not listening to you when you needed someone to share your heart with. For those times I didn't believe you and defend you, and I left you feeling alone, unprotected, and with no safe place. Please forgive me for embarrassing you and causing you to feel shame. Forgive me for not being there at school, sports events, and other times when I should have been there to let you know how proud I was of you. Please forgive me for not protecting. Please forgive me for every way that I have disappointed, failed, and wounded you. And if I've hurt you in any other way, please forgive me. Now I command fear, rejection, and our abandonment to go in Jesus' name. You no longer have a place here. I speak to illness, diseases, or wounding caused by my actions, and I command you to leave now. You have no right in this life anymore. This is a child of the Most High God, created by God to give him glory. In Jesus' name, I call blessings to come into the place where the fear, rejection, and abandonment once resided. Fill those empty places, Lord. Fill them up. I renounce and break every word curse I've ever spoken over you. So if your mom has ever spoken anything over you, I renounce and break every word curse that was ever spoken. I ask the Father to reveal every lie you've believed about yourself, about God, and about others because of my failure as a mother. I bless you with the truth from the heart of God and with the knowledge of who you are in Christ. I call you into your destiny. I bless the day that you were born. I bless you, my child. You are loved, specially created, and perfect. I am proud of you. I honor and bless you as a person. I love you just as you are, and I release you to be who you are, not who you have believed I wanted you to be. Let me read that one again. I love you just as you are, and I release you to be who you are, not who you have believed I wanted you to be. I bless you to grow into the person that God created you to be. I bless your destiny, and I bless you with strength and wisdom and understanding. I bless you with God's desires and grace so that you may please him. I bless you to love and be loved. I bless you with joy and happiness and peace. I bless you to walk in your destiny. I love you, my child. I cherish you. You are God's perfect gift to me, and I'm blessed to be your mother. I call forth every part of your personality that was not awakened or embraced to life. I call forth now a new season of direction, the journey he has for you, and a freedom to live and move and have your very being in him. I bless you in the name of Jehovah Shammah, your ever-present God. I bless you in the name of Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I bless you in the name of Jehovah Shalom, your peace. In Jesus' mighty name.